Daily Inspiration. This is Jeff. Thanks for the call. We want to encourage you with the perfect Word of God as we are reading from this blessed book, the King James Bible. What a blessing to have the perfect, inspired, inerrant Word of God. Blessed be His name. I want to go to Ephesians 5, and I want to challenge you with these scriptures. God has challenged me. Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as their children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So here God is telling us to follow. Jesus said to follow. Paul commanded us to ever follow that which is good. Jesus is what we're to follow, his example. He left us an example. He took upon himself the form of a servant. He said when he was washing their feet, if they would learn to serve, they would then be happy. Excuse me. This word followers is very simple. It means to be like, to stick with, to imitate, to not leave. So we are to do those things of God. The best way you can stick with God is to stick with his word. There are going to be no new prophetic revelations. There will be no new ideas. What God has said will remain. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will remain. It will not pass away. So we can hold fast to the word of God. We can follow God. We can follow Jesus. And if we are following God, we are following Jesus as the dear children of God, we will and we should and we can walk in love. Why do we walk in love? Verse 2 says, as Christ also hath loved us. Babies love their mama because their mama loves them first. We love Christ because he loved us first. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering. Jesus offered up one thing, himself. There was nothing greater than he can offer up. About four times people offered up lambs and goats and bulls and birds, but Christ gave himself. He was the offering. So we offer ourselves. We are the sacrifice, a living sacrifice, and we are commanded to be that living sacrifice. A willful, holy sacrifice, a willing sacrifice, obedient and willing, a living sacrifice. So he says we are that. He was the offering and the sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. If he gave his all, can we give our all? If he went all the way, can we go all the way? I say we can. Jesus said, can you drink of the cup? And they said, we can. He said, you indeed shall. And there is a cup. There is a baptism. There is suffering. There is persecution. There's even death for the Christian. But he promised you that he would walk all the way with us. And one day we'll hear those precious words. Well done, you good and faithful servant. That will be issued to the followers of God. Oh, not the fans, but the followers. Not the name-onlyers, but the followers. Those that walked with and acted like. And it said that the sacrifice Jesus gave was sweet smelling, just like when the priests would put those sacrifices on the altar and they would salt them. The aroma would reach the nostrils of God and it would be a sweet-smelling savor. Just like when you and I cook and that meat is seasoned on a grill or in an oven. Oh, it's a good smell. Just like a flower, just like a good smell of nature. There's nothing like a sweet smelling savor. And that's what Christ was. And if we follow and obey God, we will be. Are you a sweet smelling savor to God? Are you a follower of God? Do you walk in love? God bless you as you meditate on these things holy. In Jesus' name. We love you.